Now, all through this morning, we're following up on the damage caused by Hurricane Irene. Some people in some areas feel they got off easy, but more than 20 people were killed up and down the East Coast, and there was dramatic damage when the storm surge reached coastal North Carolina. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Manteo, North Carolina.
Collington is a small community on the sound side of North Carolina's Outer Banks. Yesterday, Chris Merritt, a fisherman, had just hauled his boat back from a neighbor's yard.
This boat here was sitting right here, and this morning it was down there, laid up against that house. Whole trailer and the boat, whole mess turned sideways and slapped their wooden addition on their house.
Merritt's boat appears to be all right. The same can't be said of his home.
Everything I own is ruined.
Come on, get here, come on.
Trying to salvage my pictures.
Yeah, you got your pictures out here to
dry. Yeah, trying to dry out. See how the walls are buckled on the walls when it's gotten wet?
Yeah, and you can see a water line there.
For nearly 36 hours, Irene pounded Collington and other communities along North Carolina's coast. In this area, wind did little damage. But as the hurricane moved north, the storm surge rushed into the sounds and inlets. Several feet of water flooded Collington, Manteo, Juan Cheese, and many other Outer Banks communities. At Billy's Seafood in Collington, owner Tommy Beasley is working with a group of friends to sweep out all the mud and water the storm surge carried in.
40 years of work and 40 inches of water. We're done. All the new equipment, everything we bought all this year is all ruined, all underwater.
Beasley says he doesn't have insurance. His policy was canceled a decade ago, and he's never found another underwriter. He's hoping for assistance from the federal government and the state, but is worried they'll focus on affluent beach communities, not on trailer homes and seafood stands on the Sound.
The Oceanside is made for the tourists. The real people live on the backside.
North Carolina Governor Bev Perdue toured the area yesterday and said she would not forget about the people on the sound side. The state's already received a federal disaster declaration, and the governor says she'll soon be submitting a request for federal aid to help rebuild the state's battered communities. Greg Allen, NPR News, Manteo, North Carolina.